Yes, you sitting on the couch browsing movies on cloud TV. What's wrong? Can't decide on what to watch? I know we all find ourselves sitting in front of our cloud TV and just browsing movies, searching for something to watch. You know, I created Movie Marathon to be a resource. The purpose behind Movie Marathon was to find movies, well, to marathon, you know. Talking about movies is just a part of it. I really created Movie Marathon because I noticed a problem. It's a problem I also have myself. It's a problem that I would like to solve. I thought the best way to solve it would be groupthink it. If this problem was as big as I believe it to be, there can be something behind solving it. Many times when we're ready to kick back and watch a movie on Cloud TV, I seem to have this moment. I think you also have it. It's a moment when I just pause and start browsing among the movies. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, except after 30 minutes, I still find myself browsing. Now, I know I've done this myself, and I've witnessed other people who don't know me fall under the same duress. They get there in the moment and start browsing the choices of movies to view, but never can seem to find anything, at least not right away. When you find yourself browsing among the choices you haven't heard about, there's an even longer pause before you want to commit to watching it. What has always puzzled me about this isn't that. It's we seem to have forgotten that we can stop the movie if we don't like it and watch something else. My intuition tells me that we don't want to do that. We don't want to interrupt our mood. I think it's okay when we have scheduled programming in front of us, if we just change the channel or change the station. But when we are the ones trusting our own taste, we aren't so willing to discard that. So how do we get over this new habit? Because I'd rather be spending more time watching movies than thinking about what movies to watch. And Cloud TV, with all of its benefits, primarily on-demand programming, the ability to see first-run episodes of your favorite iconic series, and the cost savings alone are awesome. And not to mention, watching Cloud TV at home has become way cooler than going to the movie theater. Yet, for many of us, we have discovered a new problem, a way to not spend so much time browsing movies. And I'm looking for solutions. So if you have any, share them. And we're going to take a break, and I'll be back with our next segment. What up, what up, what up out there, everyone? So I am back, and today I'm going to share with you something very, very, very intimate. I'm going to share with you what's in my watch list. So today we're going to go on my Amazon Prime Video, and I'm going to share with you what's in my watch list. And I highly recommend, if you haven't already, that you buy a couple of movies. You know, that's the good thing about Amazon, see, is that, well, with Cloud TV, most of the time, movies come and go on Cloud TV, as you know, due to things out of our control right now. And I'm sure that the dream is to have it where every movie is available, regardless of licensing and platform, every movie in the world. But we don't have that right now. But what Amazon allows you to do is the next best thing, and I think this is where they're really going to hit home at on the low low. They allow you to buy the movie digitally. You can buy a digital copy of the movie. And I think that that's a wonderful thing. So I've actually brought Into the Dragon. One day we were at work and we wanted to watch Bruce Lee's Into the Dragon. And for some reason it didn't work. So when I got home that day, I still wanted to see it. And so I brought it. It is one of my favorite movies. And so I brought Bruce Lee's Into the Dragon. And I own that movie now. So, yeah. and you own it forever. No DRMs, nothing like that. It's digital. You can watch it as long as you're on Amazon Prime, which is which the part of that is free, but the actual cloud TV part of Amazon Prime you pay for. But it's a good bargain because, you know, why I like Amazon Prime is you get the free shipping. I just ordered a bunch of stuff and the shipping cost me nothing. And then I can watch movies. So I can buy stuff and then watch movies. I can buy stuff to watch movies with. So what I got on my watch list? Well, what I have on my watch list, I have, let me go to all so I can get everything that I have in my watch list. Well, I got my favorite zombie movie of all time. I got Day of the Dead. It's a great zombie movie about a group of people stuck in a mall on the day of a zombie outbreak. I got a new series that I just saw called Nobility. And I only like it because it has the actor from Stargate SG-1 that plays Tilk. I got to find out this brother's name. Let me just take a look here and see what his name is. Christopher Judd. Yep, played Tilk. So there's Christopher Judd in it, so can't go wrong with that show. He's a really good actor. He's up there, for me, he's up there with Michael Dorn. And if you don't know who Michael Dorn is, well, look up Michael Dorn. Then we got my other favorite series, which I don't really follow the later seasons. I really just like seasons 1 and 2. Humans! Humans is a great series. Humans is like, man, I tell you, them BBC series, they don't hold back. They go all in. Like the dude... My favorite part was the guy, the father, he has sex with the robot, but she's kind of like partially lobotomized, so she doesn't know that it's wrong because she's really sentient, but she's partially lobotomized when he finds her. But that was interesting. He just popped one off with the robot, okay? Oh, and the cloud favorite, Battlestar Galactica. Oh, man, I'm such a Battlestar Galactica fan. I wish they remake Buck Rogers, but I'm such a Battlestar Galactica fan. The old one, the new one. I like the re-envisioning of the new one. It kind of drags on once they stop with the space battles, once hostilities have ceased, but it's still a favorite of mine. Let's see. Oh, we have a marathon alert. Marathon alert. Marathon alert. In my watch list, also on Amazon Prime Video, is Waitin', which is the restaurant comedy, and Still Waitin', which is part two of the same restaurant comedy. And I think both these movies teach you a valuable lesson. As he said, and I quote, "Don't fuck with someone who handles your food," end quote. So yes, Waitin' and Still Waitin'. Marathon opportunity right there. Then we got another classic of mine that I grew up on, Red Dawn. So for me, I've always been torn between American World War III invasion or post-apocalyptic whatever, mainly zombies, natural disasters. No, I've always been torn between one of those two scenarios. So that's what I like to watch. But we have Red Dawn, which is a classic movie from 1984-ish about an invasion of American soil by a foreign power, and these local kids rebel against it. Let's see. I don't want to mention that one because that's actually part of my hidden gems, so I'll leave that one out. We got Shawshank Redemption, another favorite of mine. Oh. My life, sometimes I look at my life metaphorically and I see myself as Andy Dufresne in The Shawshank Redemption, which is basically about that. It's about life behind the penitentiary. And then The Rebirth, you know, really good. It's a prison escape movie, you know, like The Count of Monte Cristo, but better, I think. Let's see. Oh, and we got another marathon alert, but I'm going to save that for last. So then we got a new movie out called Colette. I think this is about a female being a ghostwriting author back in the early 10s. In the early 10s, when I say 10s, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. I can't recall when, but it's definitely the early 10s. We got another favorite of mine, The Perfect Storm. I would say the perfect storm would be Heroic Bloodshed, you know, because they go down, but they go down with a fight, and it was all for the dough. It was all for the love of their village and the dough. The Gracefield incident, which looks mildly amusing. I still have to find a chance to check it out. Then we have The Mega Brothel, which is a documentary about, apparently there's a huge brothel in Germany. We got Jigsaw, which is the new rendition of the classic Saw series. Gotta watch that too. Oh, we got a favorite of mine that I gotta buy. This movie, I need to buy this movie right now. Night Shift. Night Shift is a classic movie. I love that movie. It's a screwball comedy about a guy who is like an oddball. He's moonlighting. He becomes friends with a slacker and meets a hooker. And the two of them get into the game. And we got my favorite of all times, Eddie Murphy's first starring movie, Beverly Hills Cop. For those of you who don't know about Eddie Murphy's career, maybe you can answer what was Eddie Murphy's first movie. Eddie Murphy's first movie. Maybe you can answer that. Eddie Murphy's first movie. And he didn't star in it. That's the hint. But Beverly Hills Cop was Eddie Murphy's second movie that he did star in. And he also helped a lot of who would later become mega stars themselves get their shot. Mega black comedians. A lot of them got their shot in Beverly Hills Cop. You gotta just look. And actually the whole series, you gotta just look. New York, I Love You. Little daydreaming type of stuff is in there. I got another thing called The Words, plagiarism. The Expanse is another great series. I recommend that for sure. Invasion USA, I grew up on that. That's like a Saturday grindhouse theater thing, Invasion USA. We got The Unit. Oh, The Unit is my favorite series. We got The Unit. That's another one of my favorite series. It's about Delta Force operators. Practically, you probably won't watch that, but if you want, we got Woman in Red, The Woman in Red, Man's Obsession with a Woman. I got so many in here. Let me get to the good stuff, because I'm running over on my time with this. Let me get to the good stuff. I got Suspect Zero, which is amazing, amazing, about astral projection and tracking down the theory that there is one serial killer in America doing all the killings. One serial killer. And they can't find him because he's, interstate, I think they use. Meaning that somehow he's able to travel all over the country. Which is why they can't find him. But, and Hereditary. I think it's called Hereditary. Oh man, that movie was so trippy. Boy, woo, that movie was trippy as fuck. I love that movie, but it was trippy as fuck. I cannot watch that movie again. I don't like scary movies. Return of the Living Dead. I know you think I don't like scary movies, but it's zombies. To me, zombies are not scary. Zombies are explainable. Scared is when you can't explain what's fucking happening. So Return of the Living Dead. Oh, and my favorite. Hackers. Hackers, I love the movie Hackers. Let's see what else we got in here. Hackers is about teenagers being teenagers, only these teenagers are computer programmers. They learn to code. Let's see what else we got in here. That's interesting. I got Annie. I don't know how Annie made it in here, but okay. Now, there's a spinoff of an old movie I used to watch called, I think it was called Used Cars with Kurt Russell. There's a new version of it called The Goods. So basically, The Goods is supposed to be the updated version of Used Cars. Yeah, Used Cars. Yeah, that's my, Kurt Russell. Yep. Kurt Russell as Randy Russo in Used Cars. Yeah, that's a classic. I love that movie. The end is the best part. The end is the best part. I love that movie. And we got Swiss Army Man. Got Swiss Army Man in there. Oh, what good is Amazon Prime without The Man in the High Castle? Amazon Prime came back when they produced The Man in the High Castle. The Man in the High Castle is the best alternative timeline series ever made. It's about the Nazis and how they governed the world after winning the war, which statistically should have happened, but it didn't. I got all the Spartacuses because, as you know, the original lead actor, he succumbed to an illness and couldn't continue, so they broke it out into different versions of him and relied on the other characters, which was brilliant. But I love Spartacus. It still had the same ending anyway. But yeah. I loved all the Spartacus. Sneaky Pete also looks promising too. It's got one of my favorite actors in there. Giovanni Ribisi. I think I always be pronouncing his name wrong. Let me see what his name is. Sneaky Pete. Sneaky Pete is a great series about con man, a grifter, confidence man. Giovanni Ribisi. If I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, I apologize. But yeah, he's one of my favorite actors. And he's playing in a series of Sneaky Pete. And last but not least, I got The Death of Black Panther, Fred Hampton. Rest in respect, Fred Hampton. And I Am Not Your Negro, which is a documentary from the brilliant, esteemed intellectual poet James Baldwin, called I'm Not Your Nigga. And James Baldwin was giving them hell. And you understand, like, you know, I don't want to get into politics, but James Baldwin was unapologetically honest. That's why he was giving them hell. He was honest. Honesty. So that's what's in my watch list. You know what I'm saying? That's what's in my watch list. Oh, I almost forgot. We got another movie. Marathon alert. Marathon alert. Marathon alert. Marathon alert. So in my watch list, what I realized is on Amazon Prime Video right now that you can watch is, have you ever heard of Blade? If you haven't heard of Blade, check it out. But that's okay because Blade comes from the 90s. Blade's actually the first Marvel film series that was successful. I'll talk more about that later, but we have a rare moment because we have Blade 2, and Blade Trinity. So as many of you will learn, I'm all about sequels, and whenever I see these movies together, I gotta watch them like that because that's what it's all about. So we got Blade, like I said, and Blade Trilogy is on Amazon Prime. Bravo to Amazon Prime. I applaud them. This is like how it should be. If you are doing cloud TV, if you're doing on-demand TV, and you can secure all of the sequels, you have to have them. Like Lethal Weapon, you have to have all six of them. You know what I'm saying? I was six or seven. I think it's like six. You have to have all the Lethal Weapons. You know what I mean? Maybe it's not six. Maybe it's like five. But you have to have all of them. No matter how many series, no matter how many sequels there are, you have to have all of them, okay? You can't just have one or three and not two. I think somewhere I saw they got like Beverly Hills Cop 2, but they don't got Beverly Hills Cop. I don't know. But anyway, you got to have all of them. You got to have all of them, even the bad ones, because we want to watch it like that. We want to watch it, and we want to have a marathon experience. So that's what's in my watch list, you know? That's what's in my watch list. And that's it. That's all I got to say for now. So we're taking another break, and I'll be back. And just like that, we're back. So, the Blade Trilogy. For those of you new to the planet who don't know about Blade, that's because now we live in an era where riderless TV shows dominate terrestrial TV. And every movie is the one-dimensional superhero genre. But before that, there was Blade. Now, many people believe that Marvel's Iron Man opened the doors to this superhero genre fest. And because of that, no one has looked back since. And I must agree, the first 25 minutes of Iron Man are my favorite. But after he emerges from that cave, the rest of the film is a blur to me. Now, maybe I'm a bit disgruntled because of the ending and how they left us hanging for a few years until we got Iron Man 2. Because as you know, Iron Man ended with the open admission of Tony Stark disclosing his identity as Iron Man to the world. And then that was that. And then we had to wait for Iron Man 2. So there's that. But it wasn't Iron Man alone who carried this breakout genre. It was Blade that really opened the door. You see, for years, different studios had tried and failed with superhero movies. And except for Superman and Batman, no other character could get any clout. For those of you who do not know, there were lots of Captain America and Hulk movies and an endless supply of Punisher sequels and variations that all tanked. So it was not a surprise, again, that from the underground of comics, because you know this happened also with Spawn, who's also a black superhero. More on that later. Michael J. White, much respect, salute. But thanks to the drive of Wesley Snipes, Blade was born. And Blade was the first true superhero movie to actually be successful at the box office. Maybe that's because it wasn't much of a comic book story. You know? And I see that Blade formula in a lot of Marvel movies today. But Blade wasn't one-dimensional. So, and if you doubt that the Blade movie was successful, I would just mention that they continued with two additional sequels. My favorite movie is Blade 2 of that trilogy. Speaking of sequels, you know this is called Movie Marathon for a reason. And like I mentioned before, Prime Video, Amazon Prime Video, has the entire Blade trilogy. So, get them in your watch list and view them in any order you like. The wonderful thing about Blade is that the stories can be viewed non-linear. So, you can watch them in any order. Because that's how they show movies now anyway. They go back, forth, and in the middle all at the same time. Plus, each Blade movie has a different mood. So, like, Blade 3 is more satire, Blade is just like a drama, and Blade 2 is all action. So, when I tell you I'm so excited, I mean, my Bible is that sequels should be shown together. That's the entire point of waiting for a film sequels to be fully completed, so you can watch them all together at some point. And what better way to spend a relaxing evening than having a movie marathon? With lots of good snacks. Maybe a nice meal. I will share more sequels with you guys as they come up on Cloud TVs that I watch. But I think this could work out to be a solution to the issue of endless movie browsing. I'll get back to you on that once I think of more ideas. Until we converge again. Same place and always on. I'm your host, Wilfred Lee. Join me again for Movie Marathon. Also, you can follow me on Instagram where I'll have regular updates of my new episodes dropping. And we drop episodes every Friday. Every Friday. All right. And you can follow me on Instagram under superu.com. See you later.